Welcome to our ninth session in the Survey of the New Testament.
Wilujeng sumping dina sesi kasalapan urang ngeunaan survei perjanjian anyar.
In this session, we will begin to look at the letters that Paul did not write.
Sesi ieu urang ngawitan ningali serat-serat nu ditulis ku Paulus.
In fact, we will begin with the book of Hebrews.
Faktana urang bakal ngawitan ti kitab Ibrani.
And we'll look at the other remaining seven epistles, which are called general epistles.
Urang ningal sesatujuh serat anu disebat serat-serat umum.
The reason these are called general epistles is because we don't know really to whom they were written.
Alasan ieu disebat serat-serat umum kumargi urang salarasna teu terang samaranehna nu nulis serat ieu.
And because sometimes the recipients, the people that receive them, are not always clear.
Sakapeung nu nampina sok teu jelas.
These books are known by their authors' names rather than by the people to whom they were sent.
Kitab-kitab ieu dikenal tinami-nami tulisan tibatan jalma-jalma nu dikirim ku serat-serat ieu.
Now, all eight of these remaining epistles or letters have a background I need to talk briefly about.
Kadalapan serat nu kakantun ieu ngagaduan latar belakang nu kedah abdi bahas.
We now are moving toward the last third of the first century, some 30-40 years after Jesus Christ went back to heaven.
Urang bade maju kana bagian akhir tahap katilu tilu ngawitan kira-kira 30 tahun atawa 40 tahun saparantos Yesus Kristus.
The church is expanding rapidly throughout the Roman Empire.
Gereja tumuwengal di sakuliah kekaisaran Romawi.
And that is, as it does, it faces two major challenges.
Eta lumangsung gereja yang hareupan dua masalah ageung.
The first challenge is that which has to do with false teaching within the church.
Nu kahiji kedah ditangani nyaeta ajaran sesat.
We've already met that in a number of the epistles, like for example at Colossae and with the Galatian churches.
Urang terang ngeunaan jumlah serat-serat contoh di Kolose sareng gereja di Galatia.
We saw it particularly in the last three books we looked at, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus.
Utamina urang ningali di lebet tilu kitab terakhir, di lebet hiji Timotius, 2 Timotius.
That will continue to be a challenge as we look at these other letters.
Ieu teu lirain sawatara kitu urang ningal serat-serat nu sanesna.
Now that was the problem within the church.
Nyaeta hiji masalah di leuwih gereja.
But there was another problem that was outside the church.
Ieu masalah sanes di luar gereja.
And that was increasing persecution.
Nyaeta ningkatna penyiksaan.
Now religious persecution had been there since the earliest days, way back when Stephen was killed.
Penganiayaan agama parantos kajantenan ti kawit jaman gereja ngawitan waktu Stepanus.
But with the destruction of the temple, Jewish opposition began to wane a bit.
Ku hancurna Bait Allah, pihak oposisi Yahudi ngawitan sekedik mundur.
Perhaps a better way to put it is there's increasing opposition now not only from religious sources but now from political sources.
Pangitan cara ngalangkungan saya kanggo ningali hal eta. Yen aya penambahan oposisi ayeuna sanes mung ti sumber agama tapi ayeuna ti sumber politik.
The Roman government realizes that this Christian faith is now not the same as Judaism.
Pemerintah Romawi sadar yang iman Kristen teh teu sami sareng Yudaisme.
And thus Christianity no longer comes under the category of a legitimate legal religion that can be practiced in the Roman Empire.
Kumargi eta kekristenan teu deui dilebetkeun dina golongan agama anu resmi nu tiasa dianut ku Kaisaran Romawi.
In fact, these Christians seem to be rather anti-Rome.
Faktana urang Kristen ieu katingali rada anti-Roma.
They say Jesus is Lord, not the emperor.
Maranehna nyarios Yesus teu pangeran sanes kaisar.
So they must be opposed.
Jadi maranehna kedah ditentang.
And so in the mid-60s, beginning with Emperor Nero, we have 10 different waves of opposition and persecution from the Roman government.
Dina pertengahan tahun 60-an, sareng Kaisar Nero, urang ngagaduan 10 cara anu benten tina perlawanan sareng penganiayaan ti pemerintah Roma.
So it's against this backdrop of false teaching from within and opposition from without that we are wanting to look at these epistles.
Perlawanan ieu ngandung latar belakang ajaran sesat, tilebet sareng perlawanan teu naon nu bakal kurang ditingali dina lebet surat-surat rasul ieu.
The first one is the book of Hebrews.
Ngawitan nyaeta kitab Ibrani.
Now you understand that all the names of the books were not given by the people who wrote them.
Saderek ngartos yen sadaya nami kitab ieu dipasihan ku jalma-jalma nu nulisna.
They were added on later.
Maranehna nambahkeun paneuli.
And since the author of this next epistle is not certain,
margi nu nulis ti serat salajengna ieu teu pasti.
The name attached is the people to whom it was written.
Nu dipastikeun nyata jalma-jalma ka saha serat-serat eta ditulis.
They're Hebrews, Jewish believers.
Maranehna nyata jalma-jalma percanten Ibrani Yahudi.
Some think the Apostle Paul wrote the book of Hebrews.
Beberapa urang nganut ka Rasul Paulus anu nulis kitab Ibrani.
Oh, the early church was not sure.
Gereja nu ngawitan teu yakin.
That's why Hebrews appears after Philemon.
Disebabna na Ibrani aya saparantos Filemon.
In the order of the New Testament books.
Mutkeun urutan kitab-kitab perjanjian anyar.
Because they were from the longest to the shortest of Paul's epistles.
Kumargi maranehna diturutkeun ngawitan serat Paulus di nupang panjangna dugi ka nupang pondokna.
And since there were different opinions on who wrote Hebrews because the author forgot to sign it, they put it after Philemon.
Kumargi aya perbedaan-perbedaan pendapat ngeunaan sanu nulis Ibrani kumargi nu nulis hilap nanda tangan maranehna nyimpen sapertos Filemon.
You see, there were three tests for a book to be included in the New Testament.
Sadarek tingali aya tilu tes supados hiji kitab dilebetkeun kana perjanjian anyar.
Was it written by an apostle or someone that knew an apostle?
Nah, eta ditulis ku saurang rasul atanam bisa urang anu wanoh ka saurang rasul.
Well, Matthew and John were written by apostles, and all 13 letters by Paul was written by an apostle.
Matius sareng Yohanes diserat ku rasul-rasul sareng sadayana ayat 13 serat Paulus ditulis ku saurang rasul.
But Mark and Luke were not written by apostles.
Markus sareng Lukas teu ditulis ku rasul-rasul.
But they were included because they knew apostles personally.
Tapi kaduana dilebetkeun ku margi maranehna wanoh ka rasul-rasul.
Now in the case of the book of Hebrews, we don't know the author.
Masalah kitab Ibrani urang teu terang nu nulisna.
And therefore there's a second question.
Kituna nya patarosan nu kadua.
Is the teaching in line with the apostles?
Nah, aranjeunna sami sareng rasul-rasul.
Is it apostolic teaching?
Nah, iya ajaran karasulan.
And that's why the book of the Hebrews was included, because the teaching was in line with the apostles.
Iya sababna kitab Ibrani dilebetkeun ku marga ajaran sami sareng rasul-rasul.
There was a third test.
Tes nu katilu.
Is the church using it as scripture?
Nah, gereja nganggo hal eta selaku dawuhan pangeran.
And at this point, Hebrews also qualified.
Dina segi Ibrani oge pas karena syarat.
Now this is true of a number of other books that we will look at.
Janten leres sajumlah kitab-kitab sanes anu kurang bakal katingali.
Where the author forgot to sign it.
Di mana nulisna hilap nanda tangan.
But the teaching is in line with the apostles.
Tapi ajaranana sami sareng rasul-rasul.
And so the church is using it as scripture.
Itu gereja nganggo hal eta salaku dawuhan pangeran.
Well, let's look at this book of Hebrews.
Mangga urang tingali kitab Ibrani.
The theme is on Christ the better way.
Di mana nyata Kristus jalan anu langkung utami.
The persecution against Jewish believers had become so great, some were tempted to forsake Christ and go back into keeping the law.
Panyiksaan ka jalma-jalma percanten Yahudi parantos janten kitu hebatna, dugi ka sababara urang ka goda kanggo ninggalkeun Kristus sareng uih deui kengiring ka hukum Taurat.
In fact, in chapter 10, verse 33, it talks about how some were publicly exposed to insult and persecuted.
Faktana di pasal 10 ayat 33, ieu nyarioskeun ngeunaan kumaha sababara urang ditinggalikeun dipayuneun umum kanggo dihina sareng disiksa.
And some even had their property taken away from them.
Sareng harta kagaduhan maranehna oge dicokot.
But the author says, I want you to be encouraged. Don't throw your confidence in Christ away.
Tapi nu nulisnya Rios abdi hoyong anjeunna kuat, tong ngaleupaskeun kapercayaan anjeunna ka Kristus.
Persevere.
Sing tekun.
Once you've done the will of God, you will receive the promise.
Sakali anjeunna parantos midamel ka hoyong Allah, anjeunna bakal nampi janji.
And so this is a strong word of exhortation not to fall back, but to go forward in Christ.
Sareng ieu teh sariosan anu kuat kanggo kata peringatan sapados tong mundur tapi terus maju di lebet Kristus.
And so the writer of Hebrews does what Paul did in Colossians.
Nulis Ibrani midamel naon nu ku Paulus dipidamel di Kolose.
He shows that Christ is the better way.
Ieu nuduhkeun yen Kristus nyaeta jalan anu langkung utami.
The fullness of revelation is coming in, has come in Jesus Christ.
Pernyataan nu pinu parantos dongkap di lebet Yesus Kristus.
He's superior to all the prophets as great as they were in the Old Testament.
Anjeuna nu pangagungna ti sadaya nabi anu ageung aya di lebet perjanjian lama.
Because in him we have the very expression of God.
Di lebet anjeuna urang ngagaduhan ungkapan diri Allah.
Let's look at chapter 1 verses 1 through 3.
Urang buka pasal 1 ayat 1 dugi ka 3.
Hebrews 1:1-3.
Ibrani pasal 1 ayat 1 dugi ka 3.
In the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
Baheula Allah sering ngandika ngarupa-rupa cara kakaruhun urang ditepikeunana ku nabi-nabi.
But in these last days he's spoken to us by his son whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe.
Kiwari dina jaman akhir pangandikanna ka urang ku perantaran putrana anu geus diserenkeun sakabeh perkara.
Now let me read just the first part of verse 3.
Yen geuna abdi ngaos bagian ka hiji ayat 3.
Listen to these important words.
Dangukeun penting pisan.
The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word.
Nya anjeuna anu jadi cahaya kamulyan Allah anu ngalap kana salira Allah ku manten nya anjeuna anu murba sanes karan ku pangawasa pangandikana.
It sounds very much like what we heard in John chapter 1.
Kalanguna sami sapertosna nu ku urang kedangu dina Yohanes pasal 1.
In Colossians chapter 1.
Dina Kolose pasal 1.
We see it here in Hebrews 1.
Urang ningali sareng dangu ieu dina Ibrani pasal 1.
We'll see it in Revelation chapter 1.
Urang bakal ningali dina Wahyu pasal 1.
That Jesus Christ is the exact representation of God.
Yesus Kristus nyata gambar wujud Allah.
In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form.
Dilebet anjeunna linggih sagala kapinuhan Allah dina wujud manusia.
As my former Hindu friend said, Jesus put a face on God.
Rarancangan abdi kapungkur Hindu, Yesus masrakeun raraina di luhureun raraya.
The words of Jesus himself, he that hath seen me has seen the Father.
Sareng cariyosan Yesus nyalira sing sanu parantos ningali kami eta parantos ningali Bapa.
So as great as the prophets of the Old Testament are, you've got a greater prophet in Jesus Christ. He not only speaks the word of God, he is the word of God.
Janten upami nabi-nabi dina perjanjian lawa sakitu ageungna saderek ngagaduhan nabi anu langkung ageung nyaeta Yesus Kristus anjeunna sanes mung ngadugikeun dawuhan Allah anjeunna nyalira dawuhan.
He is a superior priest to the Old Testament priests.
Langkung jauh deui anjeunna nyaeta imam anu ageung di antara imam perjanjian lawas.
The priesthood after the line of Aaron died.
Kaimanan parantos Harun maut.
Aaron died.
Harun maut.
And then his sons became the high priest.
Sareng teras putra-putrana janten imam ageung.
And they died and then their sons became the high priest.
Lajeng maranehna maut sareng putra-putran maranehna janten imam ageung.
But Jesus' priesthood is different.
Tapi kaimaman Yesus betenten.
He is an eternal priest.
Anjeunna nyaeta imam nu langgeng.
Who died once for all.
Nu pupu sakali kanggo salamina.
In the Old Testament they had to offer sacrifice all the time.
Dina perjanjian lawas maranehna kedah mempersembahkeun korban sepanjang waktos.
Because the blood of bulls and goats could not take away sin, it only covered sin.
Margi getih munding sareng embe teu tiasa ngapus dosa eta mung nutupan dosa.
But in Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ takes away all sin once for all.
Di lebet Yesus Kristus, getih Kristus ngalengitkeun sagala dosa ngan sakali nganggo salamina.
So look to Jesus.
Janten ningali teras Yesus.
He's the author and the finisher of our faith.
Manten anu nyerat sareng nyampurnakeun imam iman eta.
Be encouraged by the heroes of faith out of the Old Testament.
Dikiatkeun ku pahlawan-pahlawan iman dina perjanjian lawas.
They had the faith that pleases God.
Manten ngagaduhan iman anu nyenangkeun Allah.
They knew that God exists and that he would reward those who diligently sought him.
Maranehna terang yen Allah aya sareng anjeunna bakal masihan ganjaran ka maranehanna rajin milarian anjeunna.
Now how much more should we be able to endure because we now have his son in which to place our faith.
Janten urang teu salangkung kuat kumargi urang ayeuna ngagaduhan putrana nyaeta saha anu neundeun iman urang.
Listen to the words of the writer of Hebrews in chapter 12.
Mangadangukeun cariyosan nu ditulis Ibrani dina pasal 12.
Verses 2 and 3.
Ayat 2 sareng 3.
Hebrews chapter 12 verses 2 and 3.
Ibrani pasal 12 ayat 2 sareng 3.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Nepi kaanggeus puseurna perhatian ka Yesus, malar tetep nempuh halangan harungan anjeunna oge geuning teu jejerih ka ku salib, guna ngahontal kamulyan anjeunna teu ngahiding kedah pupus ku salib, anjeunna geus jumeneng linggih di tengah Allah.
Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Anjeunna nandangan panganiayaan anu sakitu beratna tinu anduaraka, pek eling-eling malar aranjeunna ngamelempem jeung teu jejerih.
And then in the following passage, the author says, the reason you are going through this suffering is God is treating you as sons.
Tarang dina pasal 2 salajengna anu nulis nyeroskeun alesan anjeunna ngalaman nalangsa nyaeta kumargi Allah disapertikeun anak.
And therefore you know that you belong to the Lord because you're suffering persecution, you're enduring persecution because you are the Lord.
Kumargi kitu saderek terang yen saderek gaduh pangeran, ku kituna saderek nampi penganiayaan, saderek nanggung sangsara kumargi saderek tenga gaduhan
Gusti Yesus.
Tingali ayat 8.
Hebrews 12:8.
Ibrani 12 ayat 8.
If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons.
Lamun aranjeun tara diwara kumantenna sakumaha putrana, eta nyirikeun aranjeunna lain putrana anak si manjang munjung.
And look at verse 9.
Tingali ayat 8.
Moreover, we have had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live?
Sababa sorangan, urang teu weleh hormat sanajan anjeunna sok ngahukum. Komo kalahan leuwih-leuwih agung tibatan, kudu leuwih-leuwih hormat malar bisa ngahontal sampurnaning hirup.
So look to Jesus.
Mangga pelong Yesus.
He went through discipline.
Ngalaman pendisiplinan.
He learned obedience through the things that he suffered.
Diajar taat ngalangkungan hal-hal anu ku anjeunna diraoskeun.
He was God's beloved son in whom he is well pleased.
Anjeunna teh putra Allah anu dikasih ku sa anjeunna diberkenan.
You are going through that kind of discipline.
Saderek ngalaman disiplin sapertos kitu.
It proves you belong to the family.
Yeu ngabuktoskeun yen saderek nyata anggota keluarga Allah.
Chapter 13 verses 7 and 8.
Pasal 13 ayat 7 sareng 8.
Hebrews 13, 7 and 8.
Ibrani pasal 13 ayat 7 sareng 8.
Listen to these words of the writer of Hebrews.
Lenyepan, terusan Ibrani.
Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith.
Ulah mapohokeun kanu geus mimpin aranjeun, anu geus nepikeun pangandika Allah ka aranjeun, tempola kuning hirupna nepi ka dug pupusna piconteun imana.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yesus Kristus tetap sami kamari atanapi ayeuna dugi ka salalamina.
That's who your leaders put their faith in.
Mantenna kasaha para pamimpin saderek manutanana.
And look at the outcome of their lives.
Ningali buah-buahna tina kahirupan anjeunna.
They stayed faithful.
Maranehna tetap bae setia, mantenna setia.
You put your trust likewise in Jesus.
Ngagumantungkeun dirina sapertos di lebet Yesus.
Because he does not change.
Sumargi mantenan terobi.
And you can be sure that the outcome of your life will be like theirs.
Saderek tiasa yakin yen buah-buah kahirupan saderek bakal sapertos buah-buah aranjeunna.
Praise the Lord for the faithfulness of his son Jesus Christ.
Muji ka pangeran kanggo kasatean putrana Yesus Kristus.
Our faith is properly placed when it's
in him. Urang ngancik di tempat nu di waktu disimpen di lebetan
so, our faith will not fail because he will not fail.
Iman urang moal gagal margi mantenna moal gagal.
And so it says in chapter 13 verse 6.
Ieu disebatkeun di nu pasal 13 ayat 5.
Pardon me, verse 5.
Bagian nu akhir dina ayat 5.
The last part of verse 5. God has said, I will never, never, never leave you or forsake you.
Alang adawu kami moal arek ngantep marane sarta kami oge moal ningalkeun marane.
It's the only time in the New Testament when you have a triple negative.
Mung sakali dina perjanjian anan waktos alang adawu sawaktos-waktos.
I will never, never, never forsake you.
Kami moal pisan ningalkeun marane.
You're going to make it.
Saderek baris kenging.
Look to Jesus.
ningali teras ka Yesus.
What a wonderful book.
Biasa dicaraoskeun kumaha hebatna kitab ieu.
Let's look at the book of James.
Tingali kitab Yakobus.
Faith works.
Imanu dibarengan sang kalambahan.
No, we're not saved by works, but faith works.
Urang sanes diselametkeun ku tareka urang, tapi iman anu disarengan ku lampahna.
Now this James probably is to be identified with the man who is the brother, I should say the half-brother of Jesus.
Yakobus disamikeun sareng raina Yesus, atanapi abdi kedahnya rios adi terena Yesus.
The reason I say half-brother is because they had different fathers.
Alasan abdi nyarios abdi tere margira mana dua nana benten.
This is not the Apostle James. He was killed many years earlier.
Ima sanes Rasul Yakobus anu dipateni sababara taun kalangkung.
We read about his death in Acts chapter 12.
Urang tiasa ngaos perkawis pupusna dina Kisah Rasul 12.
This is the James that was one of four brothers that Jesus had by Mary.
Yakobus ieu mah nyaeta salah sahiji tinu opat putra Maryam.
Mary had five boys.
Maryam kagungan lima putra lalaki.
Jesus was the oldest.
Nu cikal nyaeta Yesus.
And there were four younger ones.
Terngaya opat deui sahanda punana.
One was James.
Di antawisna Yakobus.
The other we'll meet in a minute is Jude, who wrote the book of Jude.
Sajena kurang bakal kapangi nyaeta Yudas anu nyerat kitab Yudas.
So we have two brothers who wrote general epistles.
Janten aya dua rai raka nu nyerat serat-serat umum.
Now they didn't follow Jesus when he was here on earth.
Aranjeuna teu ngiring ka Yesus waktu aranjeuna masih araya di dunya.
They came to faith in their elder brother as the Messiah after his resurrection.
Aranjeuna percanten karakan anu cikal nyaeta Mesias sapertos gugahna.
Now look at James chapter 1 verse 27.
Mangga tingali Yakobus pasal hiji ayat 27.
Here is true religion.
Ieu agama nu leres.
James 1:27.
Yakobus pasal 1 ayat 27.
Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
Sajatina ibadah anu sapuk jeung pangaresa Allah mah nyaeta nu rumawat kana yatim, haat kana randa-randa, bari ngajaga diri malah henteu katepaan ku rerege dunya.
Good works and a good life.
Pada malan hade sareng hiji kahirupan anu sae.
Helping the needy and living in holiness.
Nulungan jalma nu kakurangan sareng hirup di lebet kakudusan.
That's the kind of religion that God wants.
Nya jenis agama nu Allah dipikayo.
So it talks about doing good works.
Janten nyareuskeun ngeunaan midama pada malan hade.
And living a holy life.
Sareng ngajalankeun hirup nu kudus.
Now in the book of James we do not sense that they are under persecution particularly.
Dina kitab Yakobus urang teu naroskeun yen maranehna nu utami aya di lebet panganiayaan.
There apparently is a time when there are Jews that believe that are able to still stay in the synagogue.
Rupina nya ieu hiji waktos urang-urang Yahudi anu percanten ku maranehna tiasa lebet ka
synagogue. In fact, in James chapter 2 verse 2 it talks about if anybody comes into your synagogue wearing a gold ring or something, you should not show preferential treatment to them.
Faktana di lebet Yakobus pasal 2 ayat 2 ieu nyarioskeun ngeunaan upami saseurang lebet ka sinagog kangge cincin emas sareng ngangguan anu endah sareng dongkap ka saurang miskin di dinya sareng nganggo angguan anu butut.
So if there was any problem in the church, it would be discrimination and showing favoritism toward rich people in order to get favors from them.
Ya masalah di gereja, masalah diskriminasi, sareng ngagaduan, sikap pilih kasih, beunghar supaya supi karesep.
No, we should do good works to all people.
Urang sakedana midamel pada melan hade anu kusadayana jalma.
Particularly to those in need.
Nu utama maranehna kakurangan.
Because the proof that we truly have saving faith is that we show it in good works.
Buktos yen urang leres-leres ngagaduan iman nyaeta nunjukkeun pada melanu hade.
Or as Paul has said it in Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, faith showing itself by love.
Dina Galatia pasal 5 ayat 6, iman nunjukkeun dirina nyalira ku kanyaah.
Now some have thought that what James teaches about faith contradicts Paul.
Sabaraha jalmi parantos ngemut yen naon anu ku Yakobus diajarkeun ngeunaan iman bertentangan sang Paulus.
But that's only a superficial reading of the text.
Tapi mung ieu cara nunjukkeun dina teks hungkul.
They both say the same thing.
Nyarioskeun hal nu sami.
God knows if we have saving faith.
Allah terang upami urang ngagaduhan iman.
But people only know it if they can see it.
Jalma-jalma mung terang upami maranehna tiasa ningali hal eta.
Just like God knows what kind of a tree that is.
Persalah anu terang jenis tangkal naon eta.
He doesn't have to wait for the fruit.
Ditangtos dugi ka tangkal eta buahan.
But we do to know it's a peach
urang
tree.
Urang kada ningali buahna heula kanggo terang eta teh hiji tangkal.
Or whatever kind of tree bears fruit in your country.
Atanapi jenis tangkal naon wae anu ngagaduhan buah di nagri saderek.
So we need to show good works as a sign that we truly have saving faith in Jesus
Christ. Yuki nudukeun pada malan hade hiji tanda urang leres ngagaduhan iman di lebet Yesus Kristus.
James is a very practical book.
Yakobus nyaeta kitab nu praktis pisan.
Someone has said it seems as though he's been reading your personal diary.
Seorang parantos nyarios seolah-olah anjeunna ngaos buku.
It's almost the counterpart of the book of Proverbs in the New Testament.
Meh sapertos lawan kitab Amsal dina perjanjian anyar.
A lot of practical things to how to live life in a very practical way.
Terhala nu praktis kanggo ngajalankeun hirup ku ciri nu praktis pisan.
Talks about confessing our sins to one another that we might be healed.
Nyeunaan ngaku dosa, ieu tiasa ngadamangkeun.
Praying the prayer of faith so the sick will be saved.
Doa sareng iman supados jalma nu teu damang dislametkeun.
Very practical book.
Di kitab nu praktis pisan.
Let's look now at 1 Peter.
Urang tingali dina hiji Petrus.
Apostle Peter wrote two letters.
Rasul Paulus nyeratna dua serat.
We call them 1 and 2 Peter.
Nu nyebatkeunana hiji sareng dua Petrus.
Now, I should say that Although Peter did not write a gospel, it seems that he had great influence in the writing of one of the gospels.
Petrus nyerat hiji Injil katingalina anjeunna ngagaduhan pangaruh anu ageung dina penulisan salah sahiji kitab.
There's a fairly reliable tradition from the earliest years of the church that says Mark got most of his information for his gospel from the apostle Peter.
Aya tradisi nu tiasa dipercanten ti taun-taun ngawitan gereja anu nyarioskeun Markus kenging seueur informasi kanggo Injilna Rasul Paulus.
Apparently there was a very close relationship between Mark and Peter.
Rupina aya hubungan nu caket pisan antara Markus sareng Petrus.
Look at 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 13.
Tingali hiji Petrus pasal 5 ayat 13.
1 Peter 5:13.
Hiji Petrus 5 ayat 13.
She who is in Babylon, which is a cryptic name for Rome, chosen together with you, sends her greetings, and so does my son Mark.
Dulur-dulur jamaah di Babul ngaturkeun salam kitu deui anak simkuring Markus.
And like Paul had led Timothy to the Lord, it may have been that Peter led Mark to the Lord.
Sapertos Paulus parantos mingpin Timotius ka Gusti Yesus, panginten oge Petrus parantos mingpin Markus ka Gusti Yesus.
So there's a very close relationship between this apostle and the young disciple Mark.
Aya hubungan nu caket pisan di antara rasul ieu sareng murid anu anom Markus.
So in a sense, Peter did have his hand in the writing of one of the gospels.
Kedikseur Petrus nulungan panulisan salah sahiji Injil ieu.
That would be the Gospel of Mark.
Injil Markus.
Now we most certainly know that Peter wrote 1 and 2 Peter because his name appears in the first verse of both books.
Urang parantos terang pasti yen Petrus nu nyerat hiji sareng dua Petrus kumargi namina aya dina ayat ngawitan kadua kitab eta.
The theme of 1 Peter is suffering.
Tema ti hiji Petrus nyaeta penyiksaan.
Now if you're going to suffer be sure you suffer for doing right, not for doing wrong.
Upami sadere kasiksa, kapastikeun siksaan eta kumargi midamel hal nu leres sanes nu lepas.
Turn to chapter 4. 1 Peter 4 verse 15.
Balikeun hiji Petrus pasal 4 ayat 15.
1 Peter 4:15.
Hiji Petrus pasal 4 ayat 15.
For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
Sebabnya ieu teh kahoyong Allah nyaeta supados ngalangkungan pada malanade jalma-jalma nu bodoh.
I'm sorry.
Maaf.
I think I read the wrong verse.
Abdi ngemut, abdi ngaos ayat nu lepat.
Let me read the verse that I said I was going to read.
Abdi bade ngaoskeun ayat nu leres.
1 Peter 4:15.
1 Petrus 4 ayat 15.
If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or a thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler.
Kada timbulna sangsara teh kulantaran salah sorangan upami bae lantaran mayan maling jahat jeung niat batur.
Look at the next verse.
Mangatingali ayat salajengna.
Verse 16.
Ayat 16.
However, if you suffer as a Christian, don't be ashamed but praise God that you bear that name.
Tapi upami anjeunna salaku saurang ku kituna entong anjeun ngaros isin ngalinkeun janten kamulyan Allah.
So Paul has to talk to these dear brothers and sisters that they should not be surprised that they're suffering as Christians.
Petrus kada nyarios ka saderek sa iman yen maranena kada tong upami mariksa siksa salah kurang Kristen.
It's what Paul told the Thessalonians.
Ieu teh naon anu didugikeun ku Paulus di jemaat Tesalonika.
This is an affirmation that we really belong to the Lord.
Ieu hiji pangakuan yen urang teh leres-leres ngagaduan Gusti Yesus.
Look at chapter 4 verses 12 through 14.
Tingali pasal 4 ayat 12-14.
1 Peter 4:12 through 14.
1 Petrus pasal 4 ayat 12 dugi ka 14.
Do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though some strange thing were happening to you.
Para mitra, ulah kaget ku siksaanana najan karasana beurat liwat saking.
But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed.
Malah beki banget sangsara seperti nu kalakonan ku Kristus kudu dipake bunga. Tangtung ke karasa sukana di mana Kristus geus pinton kamulyaan.
If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed for the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rests upon you.
Kudu sangsara bagja aya nu ngahina peda anut ka Kristus. Sabab eta teh tandaning agung nya eta roh Allah ngancik dina diri anjeun.
We are called to not only receive salvation, but also to suffer for his name.
Urang disaur sanes mung sakadar kanggo nampi kaslametan, tapi oge kanggo nandangan kasangsaraan.
This will be a very clear theme in the book of Revelation.
Nyaya pisan tema nu kacida jelasna dina kitab Wahyu.
Now let me take a look at a verse in chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
Idinan abdi ningali ayat tihiji Petrus pasal 2 ayat 8.
1 Peter 2:9.
1 Petrus 2 ayat 8.
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Why? That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
Sabalikna aranjeun mah turunan nu kapilih nganggem hak iman karajaan jadi bangsa anu suci umat Allah nu kumantena nu geus ditangtukeun geusan nguarkeun padamelan-padamelan mantena nu aragung anu anyar dulur-dulur kaluar ti alam poek geusan asup ka cahaya mantena.
We are called to be witnesses to him.
Urang dipanggil kanggo janten saksina.
This was the vocation and calling of ancient Israel.
Nyaeta panempatan sareng panggilan Israel kuno.
These four things are said of God's chosen people, the Jews.
Tau padahal ia dicarioskeun ku jalma-jalma pilihan Allah bangsa Yahudi.
But now they're applied to the church.
Tapi ayeuna mah diterapkeun di gereja.
Which includes Jews and Gentiles.
Di jalma-jalma Yahudi sareng sanes Yahudi.
And as we declare the marvelous deeds of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light, there may come opposition.
Sareng sawatara urang ngawawarkeun padamelan-padamelanana nu ajaib anu parantos ngageroan urang tinu poek kanu caang nu ajaib panginten perlawanan.
But look at the words of Peter in verse 12 of chapter 2.
Tapi mangga tingali Petrus dina ayat 12 pasal 2.
1 Peter 2:12.
Hiji Petrus 2 ayat 12.
Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
Ting hati-hatinya hirup di tengah-tengah bangsa dengan kudu jadi contoh tuladan kudu tembong kanu sakur nu kagorengkeun ka dulur-dulur estu jelma hade supaya maranena daek teu daek ngagungkeun Allah di mana urang geus dilayat kumantena.
Remind you of the words of Jesus himself.
Imutkeun saderek cariosan Yesus nyalira.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and thereby come to glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Nya kitu caang anjeun kudu nyaangan dipayuneun jalma sabados maranehna ningali padamelan anjeun anu hade sareng muyakeun Bapa.
We should be encouraged to bear witness for Christ even if it does cause opposition and persecution.
Wani jadi saksi Kristus upama aya perlawanan jeung penganiayaan.
And in the case of 1 Peter, that persecution now is coming from the Roman government just and not only from Jewish sources.
Dina masalah hiji Petrus, panyiksaan dipidamel ku pamarentah Roma sanes mung ti sumber Yahudi.
Now 2 Peter is quite different.
2 Petrus mah rada benten.
Whereas 1 Peter is dealing with the problem that was outside the church, persecution.
Hiji Petrus ngabahas masalah di luar gereja panyiksaan.
2 Peter is dealing with the problem inside the church, false teaching.
Sedangkan 2 Petrus ngabahas masalah di lebet gereja-gereja ajaran sesat.
In 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 17 and 18.
Dina 2 Petrus pasal 3 ayat 17 sareng 18.
Gives the answer to standing when there is false teaching.
Ieu jawaban kanggo tetep kuat waktos aya ajaran sesat.
1 Peter chapter 3 verses 17 and 18.
2 Petrus pasal 3 ayat 17 sareng 18.
Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position.
Tapi mung waranjeun masa memeh oge geus terang kana eta. Kari waspada malar ulah kaseret kunu salasar nuteu taraat kana hukum bisi poho kana sesekelan.
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
Anggur sing leuwih rajin ngagunakeun bakat jeung pangartian kurnia ti Gusti Yesus Kristus juru salamet urang muyakeun anjeunna ti ayeuna saterusna salalanggengna. Amin.
When adverse wind blows, what keeps a tree standing upright?
Pami angin niup ka arah anu silih lawan, naon anu dipidamel hiji tangkal tetep kuat nangtung.
That it keeps growing by putting its roots down deeper.
Tangkal eta tumuwuh sareng ngalebetkeun akarna langkung jero.
And so Paul says that as false teaching increases, keep growing in Jesus.
Nya kitu Petrus nyarioskeun waktos ajaran sesat nambahan kudu tetep tumuwuh di lebet Yesus.
And in chapter 1 verses 5 through 8 he tells us how to do it.
Ina pasal hiji ayat 5 leuwih ka 8 anjeunna masian terang urang kumaha mindamelna.
2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 through 8.
2 Petrus pasal hiji ayat 5 leuwih ka 8.
This is the equivalent of Paul's list of the fruit of the Spirit.
Ieu satara sareng daftar Paulus ngeunaan buah roh.
Now that you've believed in Christ, add to your faith virtue.
Sabab kitu kudu ihtiar sakuat-kuatna iman deudeul ku kanyaah deudeul ku pangarti.
And then to virtue you add knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love.
Pangarti deudeul ku mawas diri deudeul ku kamantepan, kamantepan deudeul ku ibadah, ibadah deudeul ku midulur, kapada batur midulur, pada batur deudeul ku kanyaan kasakumna jalma.
Look down in verse 10.
Tingali dina ayat 10.
Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, if you do these things, you will never fall.
Kumargi kitu sadarek-sadarek abdi usaha sing leres. Supados panggilan sareng pilihan anjeun beuki kuat. Sabab upami anjeun midamel eta anjeun mah titajong.
So we don't have to worry about false teaching.
Tong hariwang kana ajaran sesat.
If we'll keep growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Upami urang teras tumuwuh di lebet anugerah sareng di lebet pengetahuan ngeunaan Gusti Yesus Kristus.
Be rooted and grounded in him.
Ngagaduhan akar sareng numutkeun di lebet anjeunna.
Do these things that cause to be added to faith, virtue, knowledge and so forth.
Pidamalah anu nyababkeun nambahanana iman kasayan tibatan kabajikan pengetahuan sareng saterasna.
Let's now look at the three epistles that come from the pen of the Apostle John.
Mangurang tingali tilu serat hasil tulisan Rasul Yohanes.
We know them as 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John.
Nyata hiji dua sareng tilu Yohanes.
The background for these three letters is the same as his gospel.
Kasang tukangna katilu serat ieu sami sareng Injilna.
It's the world of Greek understanding and philosophy.
Nyata dunia sareng pemahaman sareng filsafat Yunani.
Believers had attempted to integrate their Christian faith into a Greek world system.
Nu percanten nyobean ngahijikeun iman Kristen maranehna kalebet sistem dunia Yunani.
And as we saw in the Gospel of John, they tended to downplay the humanity of Jesus, the Word becoming flesh.
Sareng watos urang ningali dina hiji Yohanes maranehna seseueurna ameng di kamanusaan Yesus, dauhan parantos jadi manusia.
And they began to teach that salvation is not based on who you know, but what you know.
Maranehna ngawitan ngajarkeun yen kasalametan teu numutkeun saha nu anjeunna wano, tapi naon nu anjeunna
terang. It's not based on Christ, it's based on special knowledge.
Kita numutkeun Kristus jeung numutkeun pengetahuan khusus.
Deeper truth.
Kebenaran langkung jero.
And so John says there are three tests by which you can tell a genuine believer versus these false believers that were called Gnostics because they believed in salvation by knowledge.
Kitu Yohanes nyarioskeun aya tilu tes kanggo ngabentenkeun jalma percanten sajati lawan jalma percanten palsu disebut kaum Gnostik kumargi percanten kasalametan dikengingkeun ku pengetahuan.
Look at 1 John chapter 5 verse 13.
Tingali hiji Yohanes pasal 5 ayat 13.
This is the reason why John wrote.
Nya ieu alasan naha Yohanes nulis.
1 John 5:13.
Hiji Yohanes pasal 5 ayat 13.
I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
Dina ieu surat simkuring ngarek nerangkeun yen eta hirup langgeng teh ku dulur-dulur geus beunang lantaran dulur-dulur percaya ka Putra Allah.
And here are the three tests by which you can know that you have eternal life.
Nya ieu tilu tes nu cara mana saderek tiasa terang yen saderek ngagaduhan kahirupan nu langgeng.
Number one.
Nangka hiji.
Do you obey the commands of God?
Nah saderek taat kana parentah-parentah Allah.
It says in 1 John 2:3.
Dicariaskeun dina hiji Yohanes pasal 2 ayat 3.
Let's read 1 John chapter 2 verse 3.
Hiji Yohanes pasal 2 ayat 3.
We know that we have come to know him, that is God, if we obey his commands.
Kumajalana sangkan urang nyanya wawuh ka anjeunna, ku jalan anu tumut kana wuhanana.
That's the first test.
Tes nu kahiji.
The second test.
Tes nu kadua.
1 John 3:14.
Hiji Yohanes pasal 3 ayat 14.
Let's read 1 John chapter 3 verse 14.
Hiji Yohanes pasal 3 ayat 14.
We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers.
Urang terang yang urang parantos ngalih ti lebet maut kalebet hirup nyaeta kumargi urang mikasih kasadaran.
First we obey God's commands.
Ngawitan urang taat kana parentah-parentahna.
And what's one of his most important commands? That we love one another.
Nah, salah sahiji di parentah-parentahna nu paling penting dikasih sasama manusia.
And the third test is in 1 John chapter 4 verse 2.
Terang tes muka tilu ayat di lebet hiji Yohanes pasal 4 ayat 2.
Let's read 1 John chapter 4 verse 2.
Hiji Yohanes ayat pasal 4 ayat muka 2.
This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world.
Lamun nya roh dina diri roh Allah tangtung ngaknyakeun yen Kristus geus sumping ngajadi manusia anu teu ngaku ka Yesus, tetela roh nu ngancik di dirina teh lain roh ti Allah. Nu kitu mah roh antikristus, satru Kristus dulur-dulur. Dibejaan yen baris aya nu karitu nya ayeuna maranehanna daratang.
That would be like a three-legged stand.
Ieu sapertos tumpuan suku tilu.
Which is the most stable and strong of all stands.
Nu paling kokoh sareng kuat ti sagala tumpuan.
It's called a tripod.
Ieu disebutna tumpuan suku tilu.
And all three must be there.
Katiluna kedah aya.
Obeying God.
Taat kalah.
Loving the brothers.
Mengasihi kasesama.
And confessing that Christ has come in the flesh.
Mengaku yen Kristus parantos janten manusia.
By this you know that you have eternal life.
Nalangkungan ieu saderek terang yen saderek ngagaduhan hirup nu langgeng.
Chapter 5 verse 11.
Pasal 5 ayat 11.
1 John 5:11.
Yohanes pasal 5 ayat 11.
This is the testimony God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
Panyaksian ieu Allah ka urang ngaruniakeun hirup langgeng ari hirup langgeng disangking ku putrana, anu percaya ka putrana tinang tugas ngamilik hirup langgeng, anu teu percaya mah moal ngamilik hirup langgeng.
Now, 2 John deals with how do you treat these false teachers.
Ayeuna 2 Yohanes ngabahas kumaha cara saderek ngalakukeun guru-guru palsu.
Now you can be nice to them, but there's one thing you can't do.
Saderek tiasa ngagaduan sikap hade ka maranehna, tapi aya hiji nu teu kenging.
Look at verse 10 in 2 John.
Tingali ayat 10 dina 2 Yohanes.
2 John verse 10.
2 Yohanes ayat 10.
If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching that we just talked about, do not take him into your house or welcome him. Anyone who welcomes him shares in his wicked work.
Upami ibu kadongkapan kunu mawa pangajaran sajen ulah ditampi. Ulah salam-salam acan uluk salam kanu karituma. Sami bae sareng ngiring bener kadinya.
Show only hospitality to those who are true teachers about Jesus Christ.
Tudukeun karamahan ka maranehna anu ngajar naon nu leres ngeunaan Yesus Kristus.
Because hospitality in that ancient world meant that we agree with you, we accept you as one of the family.
Kumargi karamahan di lebet dunya kuno hartosna, yen urang satuju sareng saderek oge nampi saderek salaku anggota keluarga.
So in 3 John it speaks about two people, one who has done the right thing and one who's done the wrong thing.
Ya, 3 Yohanes dibahas ngeunaan dua urang anu hiji midamel hal nu leres sareng nu hiji midamel hal nu lepat.
Demetrius is spoken well of by everyone.
Unggal jalmi masihan kesaksian anu sae ngeunaan Demetrius.
He receives true teachers.
Anjeunna nampi guru-guru nu leres.
He does what it says in verse 8.
Anjeunna midamel naon dicarioskeun dina ayat 8.
3 John verse 8.
3 Yohanes ayat 8.
We ought therefore to show hospitality to such men so that we may work together for the truth.
Nya urang anu wajib ngabantu tandaning urang milu digawe babarengan nyebarkeun kayaktian.
But look at the man whose name is in the next verse.
Tingali pamegat anu namina aya dinu ayat salajengna.
His name is Diotrephes.
Nyaeta Diotrephes.
He loves to be first.
Anjeunna hoyong janten kakoncara.
And he refuses to welcome brothers like the Apostle John.
Anjeunna nampik nyambut saderek-saderek saimin sapertos Rasul Yohanes.
Don't imitate him. That's evil.
Tong nurutan anjeunna nu jahat.
Imitate what is good.
Nurutan nu sae.
Look what it says in verse 11.
Ngatingali naon nu dicarioskeun dina ayat 11.
Anyone who does what is good is from God.
Pingsan umidamna nu sae anjeunna asalna ti Allah.
And anyone who does what is evil has not seen God.
Tapi sing sanu mangandemel jahat anjeunna teu pernah ningali Allah.
So John has had to deal with the problem of false teaching within the church.
Yohanes kedah nanganan masalah ajaran sesat di lebet gereja.
We now come to the last of the general epistles.
Ayeuna urang dugi kana terakhir dina serat-serat rasul nu umum.
The book of Jude.
Kitab Yudas.
Written by another one of the brothers of Jesus.
Disyaratku salah sahiji saderek Yesus nu sajen deui.
This deals with the same subject that was dealt with in 2 Peter.
Ia ngabahas pokoknya sami seperti yang dibahas di 2 Petrus.
False teachers in the church.
Ajaran-ajaran sesat di lebet gereja.
Peter predicted that, but now Jude says it is happening.
Petrus ngaprediksikeun, tapi ayeuna Yudas nyarios ieu dina tujuan kajantenna.
Look at verses 3 and 4. Jude 3 and 4.
Tingali dina ayat 3 sareng ayat 4, Yudas 3 sareng 4.
I wanted to write you about our common salvation, but I had to change my mind.
Memang sim kuring ngarasa perlu nyuratan karanjeun tina perkara kaselamatan tea.
Contend for the faith because secretly false teachers have slipped in.
Sebab ayeuna urang kaasupan jelema nu memang kudu dihukum nyulumun teu kanyahoan.
Look at verse 19.
Tingali dina ayat 18.
These men are evil. They divide you and they follow natural instincts. They don't have the Holy Spirit.
Gaweuna ngabengka-bengka hirupna diranjak kunu jahat jeung teu kancikan Roh Suci.
So what's the answer?
Naon wararanana?
It's verse 20 and 21.
Nya ieu dina ayat 20 sareng 21.
But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit.
Masing tegen para mitra masing ajeg mandeg dina dadasaring iman anu mulus-mulus bari muntang kana kawasening Roh Suci.
Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life.
Masing pasrah sumerah ka Allah nu Maha Asih, sajroning ngarep-ngarep ka Gusti urang Yesus Kristus nu jembar mana nu baris nyandak urang ka alam kehidupan langgeng.
His answer is the same as Peter's.
Walerana sami sareng waleran Petrus.
Keep growing.
Terus tumubuh.
Be built up in your most holy faith.
Bangun di luhureun dasar iman anjeun anu
paling suci. Pray in the Holy Spirit.
Mangga ngadoa di lebet Roh Kudus.
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Biara diri anjeun di lebet kasih Allah.
And you will not lose your stability.
Sareng anjeun moal pernah kaleungitan keteguhan anjeun.
And notice now how he ends the book.
Perhatoskeun kumaha anjeunna nutup kitabna.
Let's read the last two verses.
Mangga urang aos di dua ayat nu panutup.
Verse 24 and 25.
Ayat 24 sareng 25.
To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages now and forevermore. Amen.
Anu kawasa ngaraksa tina tatajongan. Kagungan Allah Maha Tunggal jumeneng juru-juru salamet, mantena kamuyan, kagungan kekawasaan jeung kawibawaan ti samemeh alam jadi kamangsa kiwari saterusna salalanggengna.
Amen.
Amen.